بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرَانِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to see such a beautiful day. And Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah who's given each and every one of us parents. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah who's given each and every one of us parents, a mother and a father. And inshallah today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder for us. It's going to be a reminder for us about how we should treat our parents. I like to talk about this when we have children in the masjid, but the reality is that each and every one of us, we are the children. We are the child or children of a mother and a father. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the treatment of our parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear how we should treat our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَلِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and your Lord has decreed, your Lord has ordered that you worship none except for Him. And the next thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that you be good to your parents, that you be dutiful to your parents, that you treat your parents well. Upon occasion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, which are the deeds that are most loved by Allah? Which are those deeds that are most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Waqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salatu ala waqtiha. The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is that you perform your salat at their prescribed time. That you perform the salat when the salat comes in. Your salat on time, that's the first thing that he mentioned that is most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, Thumma ay, then after that, what, O Messenger of Allah? Thumma birrul walidain. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the kind treatment, the good treatment of the parents. That's the second thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good treatment, that we treat our parents well and good. Then Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, then what, O Messenger of Allah? After the salat at the prescribed time, after the good treatment of the parents, then what? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Fighting, struggling for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the third thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. SubhanAllah, we should reflect. The first one has to do with the worship of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the most loved thing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we perform our salat when they come in, on time. And the second thing was what? The good treatment, the kind treatment of our parents. Being good to our parents. And after that, then struggling for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us, brothers and sisters, do we treat our parents well? How many of us, if somebody were to go and on the sneak tip, just quietly, with nobody around, ask your parents, how does so-and-so treat you? How many of us feel confident that our parents would say, oh, he's a good son. Or, oh, she's a good daughter. Oh, she's good to me. Or, oh, he's good to me. How many of us feel that our parents would say that about us? And if we don't feel like our parents would say that about us, then we need to make some changes. Upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made an announcement in Medina, and he told the Muslims, mount up. Mount up, we're going to Khaybar. We're going to Khaybar, we're going to fight for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people who are being aggressive towards the people in Medina. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he goes home, and he says to his mother, and by the way, it was just Abu Hurairah and his mother. It was just Abu Hurairah and his mother. So he goes home and he says, oh mother, prepare my stuff. We're going out to fight for the sake of Allah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Hurairah's mother, she says, oh Abu Hurairah, how can you do this? You know I can't do anything without you. I need you. I depend on you. Abu Hurairah, he said, no, I've got to go. I can't let the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam go by himself, go without me. I have to go with him. Abu Hurairah's mother, she began pointing to her breast. She began pointing to her breast to remind him, I fed you. I gave you milk. For the sake of this, please don't go. Abu Hurairah, he said, no, I have to go. Abu Hurairah's mother, she goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, and she explains the situation to him. She explained how she pleaded with Abu Hurairah. She explained how she pointed to her breast to remind him that she took care of him. She fed him. That she raised him. To remind him, don't go. And she said, and Abu Hurairah says, no, he's still going. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, he said to the mother of Abu Hurairah, don't worry. Your case will be discussed and you don't even have to come back. So the mother of Abu Hurairah, she goes back home. Later on, Abu Hurairah, he's already, he's packed up. He comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa. When he comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, Rasulullah, he turns away. He turns away. He doesn't even want to face Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abu Hurairah, he says, ya Rasulullah, what happened? I know this can only be because I did something and somebody said something to you. What is it, O Messenger of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are the one whose mother, she gestured to her breast. She reminded you that she fed you, and yet and still you didn't give your mother what she wanted. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do you people think that when you're taking care of your parents that you're not on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, wallahi, you're on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing something fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you take care of your parents, when you treat them well, and when you give them their rights. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, after that, he didn't go. And for the next 2 years, he didn't leave the side of his mother. Even though there was things going on in the Muslims, they were going out to respond. For the sake of Allah, Abu Hurairah, he stayed with his mother for the next 2 years until she passed away. Brothers and sisters, when's the last time we said no to our parents? When's the last time our parents, they asked us for something, anything, and we said no? Or we gave them an attitude, or we rolled our eyes, or we came up with excuses. Why can't you do this? Why can't you get somebody else to do that? When's the last time we did that to our parents? Brothers and sisters, we need to remember our parents, they are mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our parents are the reason that we came into this world. They're the gate through which we came into this world. We need to treat our parents good. During the time of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, there was something going on in the prices of the date palm trees, the trees that produce dates, the nakhla, they skyrocketed. They said they were like 1,000 dirhams for one tree. There was a sahabi, his name was Usama. Usama, he purchased a tree. And then what he did was he drilled a hole all the way through the tree to get the sap. To get the sap. And he took the sap and he carried it to his mother. Because his mother, she liked to eat this. When the people, they heard that Osama, he had done this with 1,000 dirham tree, You know, this is an astronomical figure back then. When they found out that he ruined his tree just to get the sap, just to give it to his mother, they said, Osama, what are you doing? That's 1,000 dirhams you just ruined. What did Osama say? He said, Wallahi, if my mother asked me for something and I can give it to her, I'll do it. I'll give her whatever I can give her. What about us? When is the last time our parents, they asked for something much less than that? Much less than that, and we wouldn't do it for them. We wouldn't give it to them. They said that our father Adam, alayhi salam, when he was dying, and Ibn Kathir, he narrates this, he says that our father Adam, when he was dying, he said to his children, I have a taste for some fruit from Jannah. I have a taste, I want to taste some fruit from Jannah. So what did his children do? Did his children say, that's crazy, you know, you're talking about paradise, this is the earth, we can't get this for you? Did they say that to Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam? No. The children of Adam, they went out through the earth, hoping to find something. Because their father, he was sick, and he wanted some fruits from Jannah. Along the way, they met the malaika, the angels. And the malaika, they said, oh, children of Adam, what are you doing? Where are you going? And they explained, our father, he's sick, and he just wants some fruit from Jannah. So we're trying to find something. The malaika, they said to them, go back, your father's about to die. But the point is, the children of Adam, our father, they went out and they tried to make their father happy. They didn't know how they were going to do it, but they went out and they tried for the sake of Allah. What about us? When's the last time we tried to make our parents happy with us? And by comparison, when is the last time we made our parents unhappy? We made our parents sad. Maybe we stressed our parents out. When's the last time we did that? Upon occasion, a man, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ubayi'uka ala al-hijrati wal-jihadi abtagil ajra min Allah. This man, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, oh Rasulullah, I came to give you bayah. I came to pledge allegiance to you, and I came to make hijrah. And I came to go out and struggle and fight for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only thing I'm looking for is the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to this young man that came to him, he said, are one of your parents or one or two of your parents alive? This young man, he said, nah, they're both alive, oh, Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, are you seeking the reward? Are you seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This young man said, yes, that's why I'm here, O Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this young man, go back and take care of your parents, and that'll be your jihad for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon another occasion, a man, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the call for jihad had gone out, because the Muslims were constantly under attack during this period. So the call for jihad went out, and the people, they started coming. They brought their mounts, their camels, whatever they had. They brought their gear. This man, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, ya Rasulullah, I want to go out with you, but I have nothing. I have nothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to this young man, he said, are your parents still alive? And this man, he said, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go back and take care of your parents. Go back and take care of your parents, and you will have the reward of performing Hajj. You will have the reward of performing Umrah. You will have the reward of fighting for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as you are taking care of your parents. Brothers and sisters, our parents, they are mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought us into this world when we couldn't do anything for ourselves. And it was our parents who took care of us. It was our parents who took care of us. But how many of us, we've forgotten this a long time ago? How many of us now, when we look at our parents, and I'm talking to the children, all the way up to adults. How many of us, when we look at our parents, all we see is money bags. All we see is money. What can I get them to get me? This is all we see when we see our parents. How many of us, when we see our parents, all we say is, can you buy me, do for me? This is all we say to our parents. If this is the case, brothers and sisters, this is wrong. How many of our parents, they've reached old age. They've reached old age. And now we're strong. Now we're getting established in this dunya. And instead of making things easier for our parents, we burden them. We put more stuff on them. We make their lives more difficult. How many of us, this is what we do? Instead of making our parents' lives easier, we make them harder. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Thalathu, da'awatin mustajabatin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are three du'a. There are three supplications that will be answered. Three supplications that will be answered. These three people, if they raise their hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. He will answer their du'a. The first one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Da'wat al-madlum. The du'a of that person who is oppressed. The du'a of that person who's been denied his rights, who's been done wrong. And so he raises his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will respond to that person's du'a. The second one, Da'wat al-musafir. The du'a of the traveler. The du'a of that person who's traveling. And he raises his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever it is that he wants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the du'a of the traveler. The last du'a, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَدَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدِ وَالِدِ عَلَى وَالِدِ. Rasulullah said, the third du'a that will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a du'a that the parent makes for his child. The du'a that the parent makes for his child. When is the last time we went to our parents and we tried to make them happy so that perhaps they would make du'a for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us? When is the last time we made our parents happy and we didn't have to ask, they just made du'a for us? And by comparison, when is the last time that we treated our parents badly? And perhaps they made du'a against us. Perhaps they complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of us. Because we're not good children to our parents. I was giving da'wah to a young Muslim the other day. And I was telling him right from the beginning the rights that the parents have in Islam. Because this is very important. Many times if you see the society around us, they don't treat their parents well. They don't treat their parents well. They cut the family ties. Perhaps they even do stuff to harm their parents. And so I was explaining to her the importance of parents in Islam. And I told her that this, us treating our parents right, is not because we're good. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us we have to give our parents their rights. We have to treat them good. We have to take care of them. And so I was explaining this to her. And as I explained it to her, you know, I thought to myself, subhanAllah, this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me. For me. Like I said before, the reason that we're here today is because of our parents. It's because of our parents. How many of us were thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When is the last time we stopped to think where we would be if it wasn't for our parents? And I thought about this as I was talking to her. My mother passed away when I was 4 years old. 4 years old when my mother passed away. And so it was just me and my older sister, she was seven, and my father. And my father, he had his own business. He was very busy. And all of a sudden, he found himself with two small children that he had to take care of. And for most of you, you probably know I come from Costa Rica. That's where my parents are from, Costa Rica. So the family in Costa Rica, all the way across the world, they said to him, send them over here. Send them over here. We'll take care of them. And this happens many times. If the mother passes away, the father, he can't take care of them. Maybe he doesn't want you. Maybe he doesn't know how. He'll send his children to family. And so the family, they said, send them. My grandmother, she said, send them. I'll take care of them. And my father said, no, I'll take care of them. SubhanAllah, I think to myself, where would I be if it wasn't for my father? Where would I be? I probably wouldn't be here. I'd be somewhere halfway across the world. And would I have been exposed to Islam in Costa Rica? Probably not. Would I have found out about Islam over there? Would I have met my wife over there in Costa Rica? Would I be standing here today reminding us about the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if my father had not kept me? Wallahi, just for that, I'm thankful. Just for that, I want to give back to my father. Just for that. brothers and sisters, we may have had the worst parents in the world. Maybe our parents never did nothing for us. Maybe they treated us badly. But wallahi, don't look at it that way. Look at it from this standpoint. You being good to your parents, you establishing the family ties, you being kind to them in their old age, this is something you do for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows the parents He gave you. All of us, we can pick our friends. Not a single one of us can pick our parents. That was done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage all of us, be good to your parents. Take care of your parents. Remember, this is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not optional. It's not dependent on whether or not they were good when we were small. No. This is their right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is what we have to do. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be the good children to our parents. أقول لكم استغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. Upon occasion, Buraydah رضي الله عنه, he says that a man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, "Ya Rasulullah," said, "O Messenger of Allah, I carried my mother for 2 farsakh. I carried my mother for 2 farsakh. 2 farsakh. A farsakh is like 6 miles. He says, I carried my mother for 2 farsakh, for 12 miles, across the burning sand, on my back. And he said, the sand was so hot, if you put a piece of meat on the sand, it would cook. He said, O Messenger of Allah, have I fulfilled my obligation to my mother? Have I fulfilled my obligation to my mother? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, maybe. Maybe you've made up for one labor pain. Maybe you made up for one labor pain that she had while she was giving birth to you. Subhanallah, we should reflect. Upon another occasion, there was a man and he was carrying his mother also on his back. And he was making tawaf around the Kaaba. He was making tawaf around the Kaaba. And Abdullah ibn Umar, he was there and he was looking at him. And this man, he's making tawaf, carrying his mother, helping his mother to make hajj, going around the Kaaba. And he stops when he sees Abdullah ibn Umar. He says, Ya Abdullah, have I fulfilled my obligation to my mother? Abdullah ibn Umar said, no. Maybe, he said, maybe you've done a little something. But even this, what you've done is not even made up for one labor pain that your mother had. Not even one groan that she let out. One expression of pain that she let out while she was giving birth to you. How many of us have ever done anything like this for our parents? Upon another occasion, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I'm taking care of my parents. This was a good son. He said, I'm taking care of my parents. I feed them. I clean them. I prepare their clothes. I take care of them. O Messenger of Allah, am I fulfilling my right by them? Am I doing right by my parents? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, no. He said, no. Limada. Why? He said, because you're doing this in preparation for them to die. You're doing it in anticipation that soon it's going to be over. You only got to do this for a little bit of time and then it's going to be over. They're old, they're going to die. And when they did the same thing for you, when they were taking care of you in the same way, they did it with the hopes that you were going to live a long life. They did it with the hopes that you were going to grow up strong. They did it with the hopes that you were going to live. And by comparison, how many of us, may Allah forgive us, when we have to take care of our parents, when they're old and they're needy, how many of us, we're looking forward to this day when it's going to stop? I don't even want to say that we're looking forward to them to die, but we're looking forward to the day when it's going to stop, when we'll be able to get back to our regular lives. Subhanallah. May Allah forgive us, because this is the reality. This is the reality. Brothers and sisters, realize we can never repay our parents for what they've done for us. We can never repay our parents for what they've done to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the only way that a son can pay back his father, the only way that a son can say, now he's paid back his father, is if he finds his father a slave. He finds his father, he's become a slave, and he buys him, he purchases him, and then he gives him his freedom. This is the only way that we can come close to paying back our parents. So once again, how are we treating our parents, brothers and sisters? What will our parents say about us if somebody came and asked them, is Khalil a good son? Is so-and-so a good daughter? What would our parents say about us? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become the good children to our parents. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do right by our parents. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make our parents happy so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll be happy with us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the sins of our parents. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala